The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, that's right. Nothing is normal. Everything is weird in 2020. It's been quite a year, and the holiday season is going to look and feel a little different as well. Joining us this morning with some advice to help navigate the holidays without breaking the bank, because let's face it, in November and December, it seems like every day you're reaching into your wallet with a new added expense. Personal finance expert Farnoosh Torabi is on the line with us to help us save some money over these next couple of months. Farnoosh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. This is an expensive time of year. So what advice do you have if we're about ready to start embarking on all that holiday shopping?
Well, don't wait. I know that seems a little spending promoting, but I think, you know, the reality is the earlier you start, the more you can save. I think procrastinating, as usual, it will only lead to getting slim pickings and the things that you don't want, and then overspending for those things that you don't want. We know the sales are happening already. I'm already getting these pre-Black Friday deals coming through my email, and it's enticing, but I will say try to stick to your list, right? If you see something that's on your list or you've been thinking about buying on sale, buy it. You know, like, don't wait, because also waiting may mean getting it late. We know that retailers have already cautioned us around shipping and possible shipping delays this time of year, and of course with being in a pandemic. So if you really want to get your holiday gifts under the Christmas tree or the menorah on time, you want to get a head start.
Yeah, every year it's such a game, because the conventional wisdom is that Black Friday is going to be the lowest price you can get, but it's not always the lowest price. And frankly, Black Friday is not necessarily going to be a usual Black Friday this year, is it?
I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see, you know, the typical store dash. You know, like, obviously in a pandemic, that's not the safest thing to be doing, is allowing, you know, thousands of people into your store. So that sort of, we often see that on local television, that perhaps money shot's not going to be around this time of year. We are going to instead see so much activity online, and I think more retailers pushing people to shop virtually, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. A lot of people are trying to cut expenses this year. This has been, for some people, a year of reduced income. People are trying to save money. What advice do you have for those that are trying to cut costs?
So, you know, I'd say make it a family affair. If you are, let's say, a sibling in a family that's lost your job and it's holidays and it's the tradition to buy gifts for everybody, all the siblings, all the, you know, the parents and cousins, like, maybe, you know, send a nice, polite email out saying, hey, this time of year, I'm really looking forward to hanging out, whether it's, you know, virtually or just with a select number of relatives. But if you are expected to buy a lot of gifts, maybe you say, let's just do a gift grab or a Secret Santa, so we're only responsible for one gift, and we can even cap it at a certain price point, maybe $25, just to kind of give everybody a bit of relief. Because I believe that if you're the one who's experiencing this, you're not the only one. If you're experiencing the desire to save, you're not alone. It is the theme of the year. So announce this to your family. I think it'll be welcomed advice, and don't feel intimidated or ashamed or fearful or all of the emotions, of course, that are attached to that sometimes. It's why some of us do stay quiet, but be the loud one.
What about keeping track of your finances this time of year? It seems like I said, every time you turn around, you got to open your wallet for something that you didn't see coming. What's the best way to track all that spending?
So when you do reach for your wallet, reach for the same card every time, especially this time of year. Really important to track your spending, and it's a lot easier to sort of streamline all your purchases on one card as opposed to multiple. It gives you a better sense of how you're spending, and you can keep a running tally of your expenses. And then if you are going to reach for that one card, pick the best one, the one that's going to reward you as you spend this time of year. We don't want to start the new year with too much credit card hangover. So for example, the Capital One Walmart Rewards card gives you 5% cash back on Walmart.com. That's unlimited. It's one of the best-in-class cash back cards I've ever found. And then 2% cash back if you do venture out at restaurants and on travel. And then 1% cash back everywhere else the card is accepted. And, you know, this is a great way to save time, to save money. And if you are already a Walmart customer, this is a no-brainer because it's just savings on top of savings.
Talking with personal finance expert Farnoosh Torabi. Farnoosh, I know you mentioned online shopping, and I think that's probably the way a lot of people are going. Early shopping is probably the way to go. But what about just getting the most out of your online purchases, whether it's buying in bulk or the right time to buy? Ways you can really boost that online purchasing?
Yeah, the buying in bulk is a great way to save at least 10 or 15%. And if you are, you know, planning on giving the same gift to multiple people, whether that's a bottle of wine or some cozy socks, you can usually find those sold in a bundle or in a case and save 15% or so that way. Very smart. And then I would also say, I do this every time before you check out, go on to another tab in your browser, type in the word coupon and the name of the retailer and see what comes up. And you may find a code that instantly gets you free shipping or another 10 or 15% off. Don't hit buy without doing this. It's my absolute favorite tip.
Good idea. Where can we go for more information on holiday shopping?
So I've got a podcast that's 3 days a week. We give a lot of tips on the show. Go to SoMoneyPodcast.com. And if you're interested in the Cap One Walmart Rewards card, you can go to walmart.com/credit. The card is also available in stores. You can open it up right away and start saving right away.
All right, Farnoosh, we'll check it out. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.